This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. It is Valentine's Day, and sweet sentiment is sweeping the land, pushed quite a bit by purveyors of the traditional tokens of affection. The Nashville singer K.T. Oslin has been working this past year on a new album. She has had a long and quite varied career as an actor and singer and songwriter, which is to say she's been around enough to cast a cautious eye on any developing relationship. And K.T. Oslin has written a song about this based on the phrase, "Live close by, visit often."
It is a quote I read probably in the 60s or 50s or something of Katharine Hepburn. She was being interviewed about marriage. And when they ask her what she thought about marriage, she says, "Well, it's okay. I personally think he ought to live close by and visit often." And I loved that. I just loved it. And I tucked it in the back of my brain. And when we were finishing up, we were going to record the last three or four songs on the album. That line just popped into my head. And I wrote a couple of lines for the verse and then that hook line. And usually this little tingle goes off when you know you've got a good one. And I really thought that one was great.
Without prying too much, has there been a time when this sentiment would have matched yours with regard to something that was going on with a guy someplace?
I would say daily. That is pretty much how I feel. I've never been married. I came close a couple of times, and I think that it would have been a tremendous mistake. And now that I'm in my golden years, shall we say, I think that arrangement would work great for me.
We're going to hear the entire song, and help us listen to it a little bit. It starts with what I would call Memphis horns, right?
Yes, the Tower of Power horns, actually. I love horn players because they just lay it on the line. They cannot hide. If they hit a clunker, it is there. If, you know, they're just real brave guys. I like that. I don't think you can beat the punch and the spark that a horn section brings. It's like a combination roadhouse boogie thing with horns.
And you have some sort of doo-wop singing companionship on stage or in the studio?
Yes. When we wanted to put backup singers on there, my previous albums, I usually do the backup. But we wanted a different sound. We wanted a different color. So we got these fabulous singers to come in. And they just, you know, talk about a spark. They've really got it.
Okay, here it comes. Live close by, visit often.
Thank you.
Now, Katie Austin, what's it like to hear that just after the fact?
Oh, it's fabulous. I just love this thing. It makes me happy. When I do things like this, after it's all done and packaged, I stand back and I go, where did that come from? I can't believe I did it. I mean, I think we did this track in one take.
With regard to Valentine's Day, just thinking of it, just listening to it there.
Yes.
There are men, really, who would like this arrangement.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I think it would be just about equal. And it's curious to me to know if it appeals to somewhat older people or if a 20-year-old would get behind that and go, ah, you know, whatever. Marriage doesn't work for everybody, but you need a little friendly activity in your life. So it'd be really nice if they lived close by and visited often. Maybe you could hang a flag out on the door. If a flag's out there, don't even knock.
Miss Austin, thank you for talking with us.
Oh, Noah, thank you very much. I appreciate your time and attention.
Talking with us from New York, singer-songwriter Katie Austin. Her new single is Live Close By, Visit Often. It's the title cut from her album, to be released in May.
Our program is directed by Bob Boylan, edited by Sarah Saracen, and produced by Christopher Turpin. The technical director is Paris Morgan.
The production staff include Sean Collins, Rekha Murthy, and Catherine Maddox.
Our story about shrimp farms in Ecuador was produced by Peter Breslow.
Librarians include Rob Robinson, Guy Maleski, Alphonse Vinn, Caleb Gassessa, and Beth Howard.
At the science desk, Ann Gudenkopf, Joe Neal, Christopher Joyce, Peg Colm, and Sue Goodwin.
Our executive producer is Ellen Weiss. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.